Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
It's a great thing to be chosen, but in some ways, it's an even greater thing to remain chosen, to be still chosen. And that's what I'm going to read to you about here in Isaiah chapter 14, starting at verse 1, where we read this. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel and settle them in their own land. The strangers will be joined with them, and they will cling to the house of Jacob. Many of the Old Testament prophets worked in gloomy times, and Isaiah was no exception to that. God told him to tell the tribes of Israel that the mighty Babylonian Empire would crush them as an act of God's judgment. Nevertheless, God gave hope in the midst of gloom. So Isaiah chapter 13 ends with the desolation and the judgment that would come upon Babylon. You see, since Babylon was Judah's great enemy, any judgment on Babylon was really an expression of God's mercy towards his people. So Isaiah followed the pronouncement of judgment on Babylon with these comforting words from Isaiah 14, verse 1, "The Lord will have mercy on Jacob and will still choose Israel." Sometimes we feel that we know God chose us, but if he had to choose again, he would change his mind. Often sin and defeat and discouragement make us think that God is kind of stuck with us now. But that isn't the case. His love towards you remains the same all along, even knowing how you would fail him. God's love for you is based on who he is, not on who you are. That's the most important aspect of God's promise of restoration. It isn't that God has to restore his love to us, but we have to be restored to receive and respond to his love. We have to do what Jude told us to do in his brief letter of the New Testament. He said, "Keep yourselves in the love of God." That's in Jude verse 21. The Babylonians had carried away most of the population of Judah, so the promise of return was very precious to them and a demonstration of God's continued love. Now, the second aspect of God's work of restoration in his people wasn't just in spiritual things. He promised that there would be tangible evidence of it. You see, it isn't that the land was more real than God's love, but it was more material. And God wants to restore us in both ways, in regard to things we see and in regard to things that we can't see. The third aspect to this work of restoration that God promised here has to do with the people of Isaiah 14:1. It says, "The strangers will be joined with them." This is a wonderful, and if I could even say surprising, invitation to the Gentiles. The gathered and restored Israel would invite Gentiles to receive the goodness of God with them. Now, of course, that's the best evidence that we have truly received God's love. When we open our arms to his love, then our arms are also open to other people. You can't say that you love God and that you hate your brother or sister in Jesus Christ. In receiving God's work of restoration, Israel practices the very best defense policy. They completely wipe out their enemies. You see, by inviting the strangers to come and be joined with them, Israel eliminates their enemies. Did you know that the ultimate way to conquer an enemy is to make them your friend? So here's the question for you today. Have you received God's work of restoration? And secondly, do you know that not only you are chosen of the Lord, but that you are still chosen? Let God speak to you about that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.